Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to that 590 show. Matt Berger alongside Matt Rocchio. John Giamatti Rudolph behind the dials. Everybody else is at the Twin Peaks in Maplewood having a good time at the after party of the second annual Deep Dotem Open. And we're left here in the studio. Instead of looking at incredible looking chicks at Twin Peaks, I am stuck looking at Matt Rocchio and Giamatti. Be highly jealous, dear listener.
Stuck.
More like privilege, friendo. Also, it's the free Dotem Open. He doesn't get both names in there.
All apologies. The free Dotem Open, the second annual free Dotem Open, and the after party going on underway right now at the Twin Peaks in Maplewood. I've been in that one, and it is nice. I've been to both of them. The one there and the one in Chesterfield, and they're both extremely nice. If you've never been to one, go right now and allow us to accompany you as you're making your trip out there. The Bellman Automotive phone line is available at 855-282-8255. The text line also available at 855-282-8255. And you can add us on Twitter at 590 show, @Matt_Berger, @Rock590, and @JohnRudolph22. Joining us at 620 will be Brian Curtis, the editor-at-large of TheRinger.com. At 640, J.J. Bailey, lead baseball writer at KMOV.com. And then at 7 o'clock, Chris Van Heerden, who was a professional boxer who has sparred with Conor McGregor, and he recently released a video of that sparring session. I think it was shortly after the fight was announced, saying, yeah, you know what, Conor McGregor's got no shot, so we're going to talk to Chris about that video. We're going to talk to Chris, what Chris really thinks about Conor McGregor, if he really doesn't have a shot, and also what he thought about the Manny Pacquiao fight this past Saturday, and how they're going to rescore the fight, but they're not going to give Manny Pacquiao the win. So what's the point of rescoring it? I don't understand it. Like I said, the Bellman Automotive phone line is available at 855-282-8255. The Cardinals and the Mets are going to have a weekend series. Game one is tonight at Busch Stadium. Here is the I just had the starting lineup and it went away. Here's the starting lineup. It is Carpenter, Piscotty, Fowler, Jerko, Molina, Luke Voit, Randall Grichuk, Paul DeJong, and Carlos Martinez on the bump for the Cardinals. Jose Martinez was optioned to AAA Memphis when Dexter Fowler came off the DL. So kind of bummed to see Martinez go down to AAA Memphis, but they have to send somebody down. I don't think they can send Randall Grichuk down again without putting him on waivers, so you're stuck with sitting down Martinez. It's unfortunate. Someone's got to go down, and he's the lowest head on the totem pole. One thing we will talk about with J.J. Bailey, we're going to talk about that right now, and how everybody, the big talk now, it seems to be that the Cardinals need to make a trade for Giancarlo Stanton. We just saw him hit a couple of monster home runs at Busch Stadium in that four-game series against the Marlins, and now everybody is really, really coveting Giancarlo Stanton, with good reason. He's a great power hitter, and he's an okay outfielder, too. I mean, he's not exactly horribly athletic. He's not overly athletic, but he's got a good arm. He's a plus outfielder. He's not awful. The only really knocks, there's only pretty much, well, three knocks against Giancarlo Stanton. Number one, he's got a big contract, and I understand that the Cardinals have money, so I'm not saying, like, you know what, he's not worth that cash. No, you're worth whatever someone's going to pay you. The thing is that this is the St. Louis Cardinals we're talking about. They're not exactly like Leonardo DiCaprio in The Wolf of Wall Street, where he's standing in that boat, where he's standing in that docked yacht and just throwing money at those FBI agents. They're not exactly like that.
You know what I call these? Fun coupons.
Yeah, they're not exactly like that. So they could, you know, make the splash and trade for Giancarlo Stanton and get that huge contract. But then all of a sudden that wall could just dry up real quick, saying, hey, you know what? We're not going to spend that much money on any other players because we got him. So the contract is strike number one. Strike number two is that he is on the DL a lot. I think he's only played more than 145 games twice in his seven-year career. So that's a lot of time on the DL. So there's that knock, too. And here's another knock. I mean, he is a power hitter. Of the power hitter, you're going to get a lot of strikeouts. And he strikes out a ton. Some of you may watch Highly Questionable on ESPN with Dan Lebatard and the real star of the show, Poppy. And Poppy calls Giancarlo Stanton the big whiffer. So if you're on Poppy's bad side, then yeah, maybe you strike out a lot. But there's plenty of good reasons to trade for Giancarlo Stanton. He is that feared bat in the middle of the lineup the Cardinals really haven't had. Would you even say since Matt Holliday? I would say since Pujols. I think Pujols was more of a feared bat than what Matt Holliday was.
Oh, God, yes.
So I would say that's like the biggest feared bat they've had since Albert Pujols left in 2012. And he would solidify the outfielder spot, too. So he's going to drive in a lot of runs. He's going to hit a lot of home runs. Batting average isn't exactly going to be great. OPS is tremendous. But a lot of strikeouts, a lot of money, and a lot of time on the DL. Bob Nightingale, lead baseball writer for USAtoday.com, he was on the Hollywood Casino press box with the great Frank Cusimano. And this is what he told Frank. He doesn't think that it would take much to get Giancarlo.
If you take that whole contract, you know, you might be talking about a couple fringe guys. You're not even talking about a top-tier guy because you're taking $300 million off the ball in his hands, which would actually, you know, facilitate that sale a lot easier. So, no, nobody would have to give up many prospects at all if you take that kind of money.
So, I mean, if that's the case, you might as well trade for him if it's not going to take much. If you don't have to give up your top-of-the-line prospects. And I would even put Stephen Piscotty out there. I think Stephen Piscotty has been very underwhelming so far this year. I understand that he's probably playing with a fairly heavy heart considering the medical ailment his mother's going through with battling ALS. But so you don't know if he's going to, you know, basically fight his way through it because that announcement was made not that long ago. I understand that the playing field and the core of the rink is supposed to be the player's sanctuary, but still they are human beings. They're going to be bothered by it. The baseball season is very long. It's eventually going to start wearing on you. But I think Stephen Piscotty has really underperformed this year. So would you, Matt Rocchio, would you combine like a Stephen Piscotty, Harrison Bader, Luke Weaver for Giancarlo Stanton? I mean, I'm sure it'll probably take maybe a little bit more than that.
I don't know. I think it might even take less than that if you're willing to take almost all the contract. I think it'll take even less than that. I think it'll take maybe two solid prospects. I mean, you're talking about those.
So
are,
you think maybe
those
like
are even, three guys in there that are.
So you think like maybe even Harrison Bader and Luke Weaver, just those two.
Send them to Miami. I still think with the way he was talking, he wasn't saying top end prospects. Those guys are.
He's just saying prospects. Those, just take the money.
Those are two guys who, while they weren't in the top 50, if we expanded to the top 100, they're probably in the top 100 of baseball prospects overall. And so I don't even think it would take two of the guys in the top 100. Think about. I'd be shocked if it took that. I think you could probably package together three or four much lower-end prospects as long as you're taking the money. And again, Bob Nightingale just gave a lot of fuel to the DeWallet crowd because if you pretty much just told all of them, if you have the cash, you can get Giancarlo pretty much just – it's pretty much like he's a free agent at this point. Yeah,
you got to
stack on a few, you know, low-end prospects there at the end. But it's pretty much like he's a free agent. Essentially, at this point is, if you pay him the money, you can have him in St. Louis. And so he just told all of them that – basically that. And so if there's no movement from the Cardinals, the DeWallet people are going to just jump on it again.
Now, Giancarlo Stanton does have a no-trade clause in his contract. So he would have to agree to come to St. Louis. He's from California, so he's used to playing and living in a bigger city. Right now, he has a condo in a high-rise overlooking South Beach. I know this for a fact. You're a young guy. You have all this money in the bank, and oh, yeah, you're in South Beach. I understand the Marlins team isn't very good, but that guy's got a pretty sweet life right now. That guy's got the Giamatti type of lifestyle that we're all envious of.
Yeah, true.
Where you're just crushing women left and right.
Yeah, sure. He's got a sweet lifestyle. Watch out. I know he's not an NFL player, but watch the terminology there. Sorry, I couldn't help. I couldn't help myself. I don't feel good about it.
Give it to him.
Wow. I don't know how I deserve that one.
No, I think you kind of did.
That was a good one. Dang it. I don't know how much the rest of my
you kind of deserve
to go. Yeah, that's what all the NFL players say.
If I could split it 50-50, I would have done that.
Yeah, she deserved it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think we've heard that one, too. I get that. Yeah, it's Miami, but at the same time, you're a competitor, and you're losing a lot of baseball games with a team that doesn't – that with an ownership group that might be changing. But is it going to be more serious than the one that has it now? I don't know. I can understand the optics of living in Miami at the same time. I think there's times where you can get a little bit sick. And at the same time – I have a
feeling.
You
think we get old? He's going to be like, you know what?
Not old.
Instead of trading in this the view of South Beach, I want to trade in the view of the arch.
He's not thinking that way. He's thinking, oh, wait, I can go to Miami whenever I freaking want.
That's true.
I'm a
multi-millionaire. You can still live there, too. You can still live there in the offseason.
These people have a ton of money. I don't think it's really that much of a hassle for them to live in a place slightly different than their optimal living situation during their job. I just don't think that's a big issue. And again, I think bottom line, he's a competitor, and I think he wants to win. I don't think he wants to keep playing on a team that's treading water.
Eric from QC is...
That's just me.
Eric from QC is tweeting in, why would you even think about taking on that contract with a guy already showed weakness to injury and it locks up team? Yeah, that's pretty much almost exactly what I just said. Those are the two real knocks against him.
I'll take it.
He's on the DL a lot, and yeah, can the Cardinals afford that contract? They absolutely can, but that's not the point. The point is that we know how frugal this...
Oh, that's
this,
my point.
Okay, well, we know how frugal this organization can be.
I don't care.
So they can go ahead and... What do you mean you don't care? So if you have Giancarlo Stanton and then you have a bunch of scrubs who aren't that good at playing baseball, then what do you have? Especially if he's on the DL a lot.
It's not what would happen.
How do you know that's what not would happen?
Because this team at some point is going to expand their payroll. They have to.
Okay.
And I know they're waiting for their new deal to hit, but there's no point for them not to do it.
The deal hits next year.
I know it does, and honestly, I think they've been sitting on money because they're planning on making a $300 million move. Now, there's a lot of talk that it was Manny Machado, and now
I would rather have him. Now, Giancarlo Stanton.
I would rather have him too because I'd rather have a third baseman than a right fielder. But
the thing
pretty
is
sure,
that
pretty sure Giancarlo Stanton Machado's contract is going to be worse than Machado's contract is going to be worse than Giancarlo Stanton's. Machado's going to be looking at $350 million. Okay, I know he's not going to be the $400 million Harper guy, but Machado's contract is going to be worse than Stanton's, and you're going to be starting it at full term 7 years instead of coming in on it a couple years in.
If you're going to trade for Machado, you're going to give up a lot more than what you'd have to give to get Giancarlo Stanton. There's
also
no question
that
about
that.
Four finger guy texting in, just show him Ballpark Village. No one can say no to that.
Oh yeah,
well done, four finger.
Totally.
Guy. That will definitely compete with the scenery at South Beach. Although, you know, the scenery at PBR is not bad. I don't think it's South Beach good, but it's not bad. But what we're talking about, I would rather have Manny Machado than I would Giancarlo Stanton, because I think overall Manny Machado was a better player. And also, the Cardinals seem to have, you know, enough outfielders the way it is between Harrison Bader and Mag Sierra and then Dexter Fowler and Tommy Pham. And I mean, I think Randall Grichuk, I think he's more of a 4A player than he is a Major League Baseball player. But I mean, they have a plethora of outfielders. They don't exactly have a ton of great infielders. So I would rather go after Manny Machado and put him at third and solidify that spot than I'm more worried about third base than I am right field. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, that's obviously why Machado is going to be able to command such a huge contract for what he's doing. I mean, obviously, a third baseman, it's a premium position when you talk about defensively. Right field never has been, never will be.
Eric from QC also tweeting back in, better ways to expand payroll than a guy who wouldn't want to be here, or who wouldn't want to be here. Yeah.
I don't think Giancarlo Stanton wouldn't want to be here. I think that's a little bit of an assumption.
See, the thing is that
just because a guy gets to live in Miami doesn't automatically assume, no, I'm not living anywhere else. I don't want to live anywhere else. I want to be there.
Okay, but wouldn't you agree, though, that not everybody's going to fall for the baseball heaven, best fans in baseball type
again,
thing?
Like, I'm not saying he will like it here. I'm just saying we can't immediately say he's not going to want to be here because he's lived in Miami his entire life.
You ever meet somebody who's always lived like either in California or someplace on the East Coast, and they move here to the Midwest, and you ask them, how do you like it? What do they always say?
Not a fan of those people.
Okay, but what I'm saying is that when you ask them...
They hate on it, pretty much.
They don't hate on it. They don't hate on it, but this is usually what their reaction is. Usually their reaction is this. It's okay. Like, I mean, it's kind of like the people are nice. Yeah. And like, anybody who comes here from out of town, they say, like, okay...
That's fine.
How do you like living in St. Louis? The people were amazing.
They're working a job that's paying them $100,000. That's fine. They're not looking at they're not looking down the barrel of $30 million being able to take a private jet wherever they want. Again, I'm not saying he's going to fall in love with St. Louis. I'm not saying he's not obsessed with living in Southern California where he was born, or Miami where he's played his entire career. I am saying that it's ridiculous to just come out and be like, he doesn't want to live here. He's going to hate it.
Well, here's another thing too.
Some people don't give a crap about that kind of stuff.
What do you think the national reputation is of the city of St. Louis? The national, I'm not talking about sports-wise. I'm just talking about as an overall city. What do you think the national reputation is of the city of St. Louis?
The downtown's complete and total crap.
Okay, but I mean, other than that, what else do you think it is?
There's a lot of crime.
A lot of crime, and how is it as far as race relations go?
Not the best.
Not the best. So if you're Giancarlo Stanton and you've always... What?
It didn't. I mean, that clearly didn't set off Dexter Fowler.
I'm not saying that. I'm just giving you another reason, another possibility of why he may not want to come here.
That's fair. I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm just saying, even with the stuff that happened with Jason Hayward, that didn't turn off Dexter Fowler.
And I'm sure that I'm sure that he would talk to Yadier or Molina, and yeah. Yadier would tell him how he's beloved here.
Of course,
Pujols was beloved here until everybody got butthurt about how he left for a better situation.
I think adding in any sort of he would like to come here because it's St. Louis, or he wouldn't want to come here because of St. Louis's natural reputation. Adding that part right now. Now, at any side of the argument, I think is pointless. I think the main discussion at this point is, are the Cardinals going to stop sitting back on their laurels a little bit?
Sure, but I'm just saying that just because the Cardinals want him, it doesn't mean that he's going to come here. Like,
does he have a no-trade clause?
He does have a no-trade clause. Well, then, yeah. Like I said, he has a no-trade clause.
I mean, obviously that changes thing, but again, for a guy who's been sitting with an organization that is that poorly run,
and the Marlins are a horrible organization. I'm not sure.
Here's the thing. How does the discussion around their selling point, does that change the way Giancarlo Stanton thinks? We're going to talk a little bit later about Jeets and his ownership group. As a guy like Derek Jeter owning the team, does that change how you view the future of that club if you're Giancarlo Stanton?
Sure, but what I'm hearing, and there's no guarantee that Jeter's going to be the owner of the club.
No, yeah, we're going to talk about that later. It's not looking good.
No,
but,
it's not because his financer's like, look, Jeter doesn't want to put in any of the money, but he wants to run the organization. And the guy putting up the money is like, I'm not down with any of that. But you're right. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Let's take a commercial break. And then coming up on the other side, we're going to be joined by Brian Curtis, the editor-at-large of TheRinger.com. You're listening to That 590 Show right here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.